to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Welcome to the show. Our next guest is the founder of Clean Plates, a website with daily health tips, newsletters, and guides to the healthiest, tastiest, and most sustainable restaurants. He's a certified nutritional consultant, health coach, and co-author of the Clean Plates Cookbook, which has been featured in Glamour, Redbook, and Oprah. Welcome to the show, Jared Koch. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Great topic. First, share with us the concept behind Clean Plates. Share that with us.
Sure. So started as a restaurant guide, a guide to healthy and tasty and sustainable restaurants,
right,
which we do in New York and L.A. now. We have printed guides as well as a mobile app. And the whole idea was I was doing nutritional consulting with people one-on-one and started to realize that while it's incredibly important to educate people and support them while they're going through the change, what was working most consistently was giving people practical resources. And so especially in New York, people eat out a lot. It's a big part of the culture.
Right.
And I would just share restaurants with my clients, and they were, you know, literally putting different food in their body by going to these restaurants. And that led me to the concept. And what I did was, in addition to the actual, like, research and review of all the restaurants, I also, the whole front portion of the printed restaurant guide, I kind of put together what I thought was just, like, a really good, non-dogmatic, unconfusing, if that's a word, approach,
right,
to nutrition, which is often very confusing topic for people. And I was getting so much great feedback on it. But it was kind of limited to a New York audience and then an LA audience, and I wanted a much broader audience with it. And that kind of was the impetus behind doing the Clean Plates Cookbook.
Great. What's the criteria for a restaurant getting a thumbs up?
Sure. So we created a whole, like, couple of hundred question proprietary survey that we do at the restaurant. We also do a lot of anonymous calling and visits. But just kind of in summary, we focused heavily on quality of sourcing. So if places are using animal foods, are they at a minimum hormone and antibiotic free? Are they preferably, you know, grass-fed, pasture-raised animals from most small local farms? Are they using a lot of local and organic produce? We also look into kind of quality of oils and quality of salt, cooking methods, menu selection. You know, place could have an organic hamburger, but if there's no vegetable inside on the menu, we kind of deduct points for that type of stuff. But we kind of take a very holistic approach, yeah.
So it's not just vegetarians. You basically help the meat lovers find the healthiest choices as well. No matter what their diet is, they can actually go to your website and find a good place they know is wholesome and healthy.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we didn't want to exclude anybody. And so we definitely cover vegan and we cover vegetarian. We also cover places that are using, you know, better quality, more consciously raised animal foods, and we also cover gluten-free and naturally sweetened desserts. So we really try to kind of, meet the broad range of interests that exist.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting that you do a lot of different variants to figure out if a restaurant's good, because I was thinking a restaurant can actually just have a bad day, and I don't know if a reviewer's there, they can ever redeem themselves. I remember going to a restaurant that I thought was absolutely lousy. I hated it, and so many of my patients said how great it was. I gave them a second chance, and I loved the experience. So is consistency the king, or do they get a second chance?
We take into account both. You know, we'll try to, like, go back, especially, you know, it's, you know, once you start, certain restaurants have different reputations. So if it has a reputation for being really good and we have a bad experience, we will give it another chance. But consistency is part of the quality of the restaurant. You know, that's a big, you know, consumers are looking for the consistency.
What's the biggest mistake people make when they eat out? One thing I see at all restaurants is, you know, that we don't get at home appetizer, salad, soup, full meal, and then a dessert. And we don't have all those options when we're at home. Any pointers on how to curtail that when someone's at a restaurant?
And the way I look at it, I think what happens is subconsciously people kind of think, oh, I'm eating out, so it's an opportunity to indulge and let go. For me, it's, you know, I have a relationship to food, if you will, and a way of eating that I like to follow, whether I'm eating out or in. And I'd like to find restaurants just like at home that use good quality ingredients, and then I don't want to overconsume calories, overconsume food, which I think, is harmful to the body also. And so it's just, some of it is just kind of just being consistent in your approach and just, you know, not looking at it as like, oh, I'm eating out, so it's automatically bad for me, and I could automatically just completely let go.
Right. What I like about what you're doing is you're showing a behind-the-scenes view that nobody has. I mean, think about it. At a restaurant, you've got a menu. It doesn't offer a lot of information on how the meal's prepped or what they use. And is there any questions consumers could be asking? Maybe their waitress, go ask the chef if he does blank. Is there certain things that we need to know?
Well, you know, for me, it's the big part is the quality of the sourcing where, you know, especially when it comes to animal foods, if you're going to eat meat and stuff, just, you know, finding foods that are free of the hormones and antibiotics and just, you know, more organic produce. So quality of sourcing is incredibly important. And I think one area, like, really that's kind of overlooked just in general in the whole nutrition field, it's starting to get a little more interest and attention, but the quality of the oils, like what kind of oils are the restaurants using, this, you know, which kind of leads, there's so many issues with kind of inflammation and, you know, an abundance of, you know, consuming an abundance of omega-6, you know, from the poor quality oils. So I think it's very important to, you know, just make sure you're, you know, that the oils that are being used also are of good quality.
That makes sense. Where does gluten-free choices stand on your criteria list? Does that become more popular now to find that?
It's definitely more popular. We focus on that. You know, but we try to focus on everything in kind of a quote unquote healthier way. So even if we're looking at vegetarian or we're looking at gluten free or even organic, it's like all those are important, but they don't necessarily mean healthy. So you can go to a vegan place and it could have tons of processed soy and fried food, not really necessarily healthy. Same thing with gluten free. There's a lot of gluten free stuff, but it could be gluten free dessert but loaded with sugar and,
exactly.
and chemicals
yeah.
and. So, you know, for us, the focus is really on kind of just overall healthfulness of the foods. But we definitely have a criteria where you could search for gluten-free.
That's great. Now, you mentioned an app that you have. How can people tap into getting that app, and what will it do for them?
Sure. So, I mean, you can go directly to our website, cleanplates.com, or you can get it on the iTunes Store. It's free. Right now, it covers restaurants in Manhattan and Brooklyn and New York. It covers L.A., and then we have some in Austin, Texas as well. Basically what it does, it's you kind of GPS, so wherever you are, it'll tell you the restaurants that are closest to you. You could search by, the different criteria that's of interest. So if you're looking for vegetarian or gluten-free or organic meats, if you will, search by a bunch of different factors, also by neighborhood, and then you could read. We have full reviews that our food critics do on the places that you find out about taste.
That's so important that you offer that tool. I mean, plus, we're so techno now, we really need that app. It's so you've tapped into something that people rely on. Without that app, it's like, no one turns to books anymore. They want it right there at their holster.
Yeah, everybody's on their mobile.
That's great. Now, you also offer, I guess, a newsletter, and I know we're going to feature your book coming up next. Will people get in your newsletter tips on cooking from the book as well and certain things to watch out for?
Yep. We do just kind of really informative, good quality, short articles, so not super long, just about all different topics related to eating healthier. We do, cooking tips, recipes, a lot of times recipes from well-known chefs. So it's pretty diverse, but just, we kind of have an engaged audience, so we try to give them what they're looking for. But, we try to just really give useful, practical information.
Gotcha. Now, the restaurants you review, they don't know who you are, right? You're incognito?
Yes. We go in anonymously. We do a lot of anonymous phone calls, anonymous visits. And then we do have this survey that we created that we do with them where they know who we are. We have the chefs and owners fill out a call survey. We find out what they're doing, where they're sourcing from.
Great.
Well, that is great, and thank you so much, Jared. For more information about this wonderful guide to eating out and the Clean Plates cookbook, you can visit cleanplates.com. That's cleanplates.com. And don't forget to sign up for their newsletter and receive the latest recipes and tips on healthy eating. And, of course, you can get more information right here on To Your Good Health Radio. And you can podcast these segments and listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. That's toyourgoodhealthradio.com. You're listening right here. I'm Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Have a great day. Stay well.